Accordingly, the partnership is not a legal entity independent of the partners. It is not a legal entity. It is an association of the person. It is not legal entity, but association of the people. So registration of the partnership is not compulsory under the Partnership Act. Under the Partnership Act. However, many banks insist on registration of the partnership. In any case, stamped partnership deed or a partnership letter should be taken when an account is opened for partnership. And the partnership deed will contain the name of the partners, objective of the partnership, and the other operational details which should be taken note by the bank in its dealing while opening the account. Some precautions while opening the partnership account that banker should exercise the precaution, which consists of number of partners. The banker should see that the number of partners does not exceed the statutory limit. So number of partners, minimum number of partners in the partnership firm must have 2 partners, and maximum number of partners prescribed by the central government for the Partnership Act is 50. So minimum 2 partners, maximum 50 partners. Number 2, title of the firm of the account. A firm account should always be opened in the name of the firm and not in the name of the individual partner or partners. Opening of account. An account in the name of the firm can be opened, may be opened by a banker on receipt of application from one or more partners. The paper should, however, be signed by all the partners, as all partners are equally liable to the debts of the partnership. And the partnership letter of mandate, the banker should say and take the letter signed by all the partners, which states that, number one, the name and address of all the partners, the nature of the business undertaken by the firm, and the name and partners who will operate the account on behalf of firm. Banker should honor the check which is signed by all the partners or by those partners who has been authorized to operate the account. This is very important from the banker's perspective. Now, revocation of authority to operate the account. How to revoke? The authority to revoke is given in favor of the particular partner to operate the firm's account. That may be withdrawn by any of them by giving a notice to the banker. Any partner can give a notice, and he will simply say, stop authorizing to operate our account by so and so partner. In such circumstances, banker should stop payment of the check signed by such a partner and pay the check which are signed by all the partners. Now, the implied authority of the partner. What is the implied authority of the partner? A partner act as an agent of the firm for the purpose of the business of the firm. For the purpose of business of the firm. And binds the firm by his act and the deeds. So every partner is liable, both individually as well as jointly, with other partners responsible for all the acts of the firm or the instrument executed, provided that they are done in the name of firm and in connection with the business carried on by the firm. In respect of the borrowing power of the partners in partnership firm, partner who is not prohibited from managing the affairs of the partnership company possesses the power to borrow money on behalf of the firm. For that purpose, carrying on the firm's business, such as debt, shall be binding on the firm, and all the partners shall be liable to pay the borrowed funds. Okay. Now, the liabilities. What are the liabilities of the partners in respect of the firm's debts? The liability of the partners of the firm is unlimited to the every partner, and to the every partner is liable to make the payment or obligation of the debts of the firm to an unlimited extent. In respect of the death of the partner, if partner is died or dies, the firm stands dissolved automatically. If an agreement to the contrary does not exist, it means that the firm is not dissolved on the death of partner, if the partnership deed specifically provides for this. Then the deceased partner's legal heirs, cannot succeed him as a partner. And if the firm stands dissolved on death of the partner, banker must close the firm's account immediately on receipt of the intimation about the partner's death. In respect of retirement of the partner, when a partner retires, his liability towards the banker or any other third party ceases in respect of all the transactions undertaken subsequent to the date of his retirement. But if the banker is not informed about the retirement and account continues, the retiring partner continues to be liable for the transactions of the firm even after his date of retirement. So it is obligatory on the part of the retiring partner to intimate to the bank. The retiring partner should give a public notice also for the purpose of termination of his liability to the third parties. Let us talk about liability of the partners. Reconstruction, dissolution of the firm. On retirement of the partner or on reconstitution or dissolution of the existing firm and on receipt of the notice thereof by the banker, the liability of the partner shall be like as under. Number one, the liability for the debts which are arising out of the financial facility would continue in respect of the retired partners till the date of notice. Their liability for the future loan ceases immediately on the surviving such notice. Unless there is an agreement to the contrary, the firm's account should be closed because identity of the firm as a constituent of the bank is changed. And if the firm is reconstituted, a fresh account should be opened. If on the reconstitution of the firm, the account is not closed and the continuing partners are allowed to operate that same account of the erstwhile firm, continuing partners will alone be liable for the financial facilities which are made after the notice. And if continuing partners are treated as debtors, the retired partners does not get the discharge of the liability to repay the debts as on the date of notice, unless it is released by the bank expressly or imperiently. So, on receipt of the notice, the proper course of action for the bank is to freeze the account, all the accounts of the partners, if there are more than one or two, and merge them with each other and take the consolidated balance resulting from merger of the credits and the debits in all the accounts. Such a combination is very much compulsory. Pledged goods which are held as a security by the bank, that should be realized by giving notice to the erstwhile partners, because they are entitled to the benefit of the security. Otherwise, bank will be held for the negligence. And the erstwhile partners can claim the discharge to the extent of whatever the value of the pledged goods is. Okay. Now, what will happen if the insolvency of the partner? In case of insolvency of any of the partner, partnership comes to an end if an agreement to the contrary does not exist. And the insolvent partner ceases to be a partner with effect from the date he is declared as an insolvent, and he shall not be liable to the firm for any of its transaction thereafter. Okay? The insolvent partners does not remain competent to operate the firm's account, and the insolvent partner can operate the account for winding up of affairs of the firm. Winding up of affairs of firms. The banker should honor the checks drawn by the insolvent partner before adjudication and only after getting the confirmation from the solvent partners. Bankers usually close to the account of the firm and open a new account in the name of a reconstituted firm to determine the exact liability of the insolvent partner. Now, the precautions to be taken by the bankers for the partnership firm. Account should be opened in the name of firm. All partners should sign the account opening form. While operating such account, the partner should sign for and on behalf of the firm and not an individual capacity. Particulars about the partnership deed should be recorded along with the registration certificate in the bank books, and clauses affecting the operations of the account should also be noted. Even if partnership firm is not registered, the banker should carefully examine and record the deed. As soon as minor partner becomes a major, the banker should ensure that fresh letter signed by him, including all other partners, should be obtained. Check payable to the firm cannot be credited in partner's own account, personal account. And by issuing the power of attorney by the mandate, the partner may permit the third person to operate the bank account. But such authority must be signed by all the partners. If the firm is to give a guarantee or stand as a security, all its partner must sign the document. And if the partner tendering his own property as a security for the advance which is granted to the firm is dead, then no further borrowing should be permitted to that account until the alternate arrangements are made. In case of insolvency of the partner, if an advance has been made to the firm and to the partner separately, the firm's assets will be first adjusted against the firm's debt, and then anything is left out will be adjusted against the personal debt of the partner. The new partner, while entering into the partnership business, should give an undertaking to the bank making himself liable to the firm's past debts. Otherwise, he will say, I do not know what will happen in the past. I become now partner. How you can claim it from me for earlier past deeds? Declaration to that effect also should be obtained by the bank. In case of dissolution of the firm, the operation from the account must be stopped and the balance in the account should be disposed as per the provision of partnership deed. That is why bank should take a proper care while honoring the check signed by the partners, not in complete control of his sense. So the proper precaution should be taken by the banker while operating the joint account of the partnership firm, as the firm has no separate existence and the firm account is in the nature of joint account. Having understood the partnership firms, its pros and cons, now let us talk a little bit about the limited liability partnership firms. This is another type. This is a partnership firm, but it is with a limited liability. This is the new breed under the Partnership Act. Okay? So, the LLP, popularly it is called as LLP, means Limited Liability Partnership. LLP is combines of LLC. LLP, what it does? It combines the advantages of ease of running the partnership with a separate legal entity status and the limited liability aspects of the company. It is the legal entity which is separate from its partner. A LLP can own an assets in its own name and shoe to be shoed. Unlike corporate shareholders, the partners have a right to manage the business directly. One partner is not responsible for or liable for the another partner's act or misconduct or negligence. There should be a minimum of two partners, and there is no maximum number as such. Like how it was in partnership, it was 50. The LLP, limited liability partnership, should be always for the profit business. And there is perpetual succession. That means the right and duties of the partners in LLP will be governed by the agreement between the partners, and the partners have the flexibility to devise an agreement as per their choice. Liability of the partners is limited to the extent of its contribution in the LLP. There is no exposure of the personal assets of the partners, except in cases of fraud.